Montana Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Hey, folks, welcome back to the Valentine edition of the Frank Fontana Show. That's me, Frank Fontana. My co-host today is my son, Luca, who's being awesome, especially because Andrew Hayes just brought in cupcakes. And he is a huge fan of cupcakes, aren't you, Luke? Yeah, he's just nodding his head. Very good co-host who doesn't speak. All right, you heard me say his name, Andrew Hayes. He's from Designs for Dignity. He's the board member promoting this year's event, Chairs for Charity. He's also the director of marketing and communications for Fifth Third Bank here in Chicago. Andrew, welcome.
Good afternoon. Happy Valentine's Day to you and Luca and everyone listening.
We appreciate that, and we thank you for the delicious assortment of cupcakes that I will be devouring after the show, because I don't want to get a sugar high right now. Andrew, thanks for coming. I appreciate it.
Our pleasure. Thanks for inviting us in. We love coming in and talking about this very special event, Chairs for Charity.
And so I was a participant of Chairs for Charity probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Can't remember exactly when it was, but what a fantastic event. Why don't you tell the folks listening who don't know about it what it is?
You know what? So Chicago designers really rally around making a difference in the community. And so on March 24th, 16 of them will get together. We'll be at Casa Spiazzo in River North. And each of these 16 designers have donated chairs that they've taken over and refurbished and refined and really represent their artistic sort of spirit, right, and energy. And so these are one-of-a-kind unique pieces that folks can bid on. And all through the night, I was there last year, bid on a number of chairs, walked away with one, you know, under a couple $100s. Right? Something that was handmade by a well-known designer in Chicago. And you know, Frank, from design, you can build a room around a really interesting piece, right?
Whether it's artwork, whether it's a chair. I mean, there's a lot of different ways to get inspired in a room.
Right, absolutely. So this event really offers an opportunity for Chicagoans who may be intimidated by the interior design showroom process, right?
Right.
To come out, have a couple bites to eat, have a glass of wine, and bid on some really wonderful chairs.
Yeah, when we did it, it was in an art gallery, and they had some catering, but the idea of being in a restaurant is a really fun idea.
Well,
how are you going to set it all up?
It's a showroom.
Okay.
Yep, furniture showroom in River North.
Got it. I'm sorry. So I was confused with a restaurant.
Yeah, no, very similar day. Venue. Right. You'll be surrounded by incredible pieces of furniture that manufacturer develops and builds.
So it'll be amongst other furniture.
Right.
Is there any theme for this year's Chairs for Charity event?
Well, you know what? We want to empower others through design. I mean, that's the mission of Designs for Dignity. We go in and take over not-for-profit spaces, right? You think about shelters and domestic violence clinics and waiting rooms for kids in inner city Chicago. We go in and with designers and our partners, our vendors, we leverage those relationships to get things donated in kind, and we make over those spaces so that those folks, when they come and visit those not-for-profit organizations, are also inspired by design.
Now,
so that really is that's the reoccurring theme of the evening.
Right, because the charity itself, Designs for Dignity, you're a member of that, right?
I'm a board member. You're correct.
How long have you been a board member of that?
Just a year. I learned about them a year and a half ago, and I said, where do I sign up? I mean, I'm all about bringing sparkle, right?
Right.
The world can use a little more sparkle, I would say.
A lot more sparkle.
And so this organization does that. When you think about the organizations that they're going in and they're bringing, you know, their day-to-day talents, right, and skills and possessions and material items. And you know how it is. You do this all the time. It's your profession.
Day.
You make over a space. Doesn't it make over the lives of those who get to enjoy the space?
That is the number one reason I do what I do.
Yeah, so that's why we do it as a not-for-profit what we do. And so the fundraiser on March 24th will allow us to do even more of those kinds of projects.
So if somebody out there is listening who is in need of the services of Design for Dignity, what is the qualifications? How do people reach out in need if they so like it can't be just anybody who has a rundown office, right? Like,
no, we're servicing not for profits, right?
Sure.
So you'll think of YWCAs,
right.
Domestic violence shelters, homeless shelters. You can go online to designsfordignity.org and there's a how to apply or a grants tab that you can certainly will walk you through the machinations of what you need to do to apply.
Now, not that I want to give favoritism to any of our listeners that are involved in the nonprofits that may need a service like this, but what would skew some more interest, just so that they have a fighting chance.
Well, I'm going to offer you my very subjective opinion.
Please.
Because it's not been vetted by the board or the organization.
Right, right. No, I'm just giving you... Like, people ask me this question all the time. Like, how do I get on an HGTV show? How do I get on a makeover show?
You know what? And even for me at the bank, well, I'm really inspired by impacting lives in the best and most meaningful way that you could do so.
Yeah.
And I would say the same is true for Designs for Dignity. We want to impact the most lives. Where there's a great need, we want to come in and just offer an alternative to the four walls and the rooms that might...
Like, how great... Like, what is, in your mind, one of the most memorable makeovers.
We recently did a domestic violence shelter up north in the northern suburbs. And you think about the women who've come in there in crisis with their children, right?
Sure.
At the worst of hours, the worst of days of their lives. And they're going to walk into a space that's really going to be welcoming. And it's going to be a respite from the world. It's a safe place.
Yeah.
And so I think that's meaningful. And those kinds of, you know, we look for those kinds of opportunities where we can make that kind of a difference. So when you walk into the walls of a not-for-profit or a homeless shelter or a medical clinic, you know that you're safe.
Yeah. Not sterile.
Right.
You know, because I always, I hate hospitals. Let's just start there. Not that they don't do great things. What I mean, when I say hate, what is the way they feel, the way they look, the way they smell. If only rooms in a hospital were made and built to be like a living room, a real bedroom, and I always thought about creating a charitable kit, so to speak, that has linens, artwork, lighting, you know, that could be donated to hospital rooms to make them feel. Because if you have an extended stay in a room, even at 3 weeks, you know, there's certain science that proves when somebody feels good, they heal quicker.
Well, and that's what we're doing at Designs for Dignity. We're going into those medical clinics and those, you know, shelters and other places.
Are they allowing you getting any, like, resistance? Or these people?
Oh, no, they welcome it because they know it's going to make a difference in the lives of their clients and their constituents. So it's a win-win for everybody. And I have to believe it causes folks to stop and think, right? Appreciate where they're at, appreciate what they have, and then pay it forward.
Yeah.
Right? It's all about paying it forward so others get to enjoy the same experience and also be enriched and empowered by it.
And I would imagine from the medical side of it, it would hopefully make doctors more compassionate and softer.
And I've read studies, you know, over the years, they talk about if you're positive, if you're optimistic, right, your health tends to follow that. You tend to be better, you're more healthier, or at least more, you know, able to handle it as opposed to if you're, you know, pessimistic by nature. So
sure.
I would think that good energy certainly would, you know, spread. And I know it spreads through all the rooms that we've recreated.
I agree. All right. We're going to continue our conversation with Andrew Hayes here from Designs of Dignity. The event is Cheers for Charity. We're going to learn how to get tickets. And if you have a design you want to nominate for next year, maybe we can get Andrew's pen and paper out here. But right now, we got to take a quick break. We'll have news and then more with Andrew Hayes.
The Frank Fontana Show. It's not just home improvement, it's life improvement.
Oh, yeah. Hi out there. You freezing? It's snowing. We've got folks at the window still. That's awesome. Welcome back to the Frank Fontana Show. All right. We are in our second half hour here. We're continuing our conversation with Andrew Hayes. We'll be here till 3 o'clock, by the way. So stick around. We got a full show. Andrew Hayes is you're now a board member for Designs for Dignity. He's chairing the Chairs for Charity event. Also the director of marketing for Fifth Third Bank, who's sponsoring the auto show. How exciting. You guys been talking about it all over WGN here.
We have. We love working with WGN, and you really have been a great driver of our message to get people to stop into our bank and pick up discount coupons and then go to the auto show.
And stop at the booth. You guys have a booth over there.
Indeed, right. We've got lots of... We're actually doing texting competition during the day. So if you're willing to put...
How does it work, the texting competition?
TXTVSTXT.com. There's a mobile game for your phone, and it really will gauge in terms of how fast and accurate you are at texting.
You're kidding. So literally, like, the thumbs have to move like lightning.
And it's interesting. Some people are one finger texters. Some people are thumb texters. Some people are almost like keyboard texters.
Really?
A variety of folks. But
you need one of those giant Samsung phones for that. My iPhone, I got the iPhone 6S. It's big, but I'm more of a thumb kind of guy.
Well, you would do well then, I think, because I'm also a thumb person.
I got big thumbs. I end up hitting two or three letters, and I rarely get a clean text on one shot.
Well, there's always what word correct, which often can send you in another direction entirely, right?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. I can't even tell. That's a whole other show right there. on the weird things we've texted.
Yes, indeed.
All right, so let's get back to... Wait, before we do that, the show's going on right now, right?
We're going on through the 21st,
The 21st. I drove by. It's packed. The parking lot's, like, ridiculous.
This
this
weather is helpful to the auto show, right? You want to get out of this cold and get out of the snow and go to... spend 8 hours at the auto show.
And just like the opposite of what you think, where people would hunker down and not go anywhere. Well, not true. It's packed. So, folks, if you're sitting around thinking about this, go to the auto show. You might as well sit there than stuck in your house.
Yeah. And tomorrow's a holiday. So for those who have the day off, I would say spend the day at the auto show.
What holiday is tomorrow?
President's Day.
I'm out of the loop of these holidays. Gosh. I remembered Valentine's Day, though. That was a good thing. My wife is happy about that. All right, so we have two tickets to give away for Chairs for Charity. And if you're just joining the show, folks, again, Chairs for Charity is a phenomenal event. I participated in a few years back where designers from, is it just designers or people in the design world?
Just designers.
Designers. So interior designers, architects.
Yep.
We'll take a chair, could be an old chair that they reclaim, recycle, reuse, and add their own personal style to. They could use their own budgets to, if they wanted to do custom upholstery or any add-ons like that. I, you know, since I have a nice well of crafty material from all of my design years here on television and in real life, I put together just a collage of phenomenal materials on an old mission style chair, and it turned out really fantastic.
Very cool.
I really liked the way it is. But being at that event, it was so nice, and the community comes together, the design community comes together. And if you're able to come, is it open to the public?
Absolutely. Tickets are available online. Chicago Magazine, this is their event, and they chose Designs for Dignity to benefit from it. So great win-win there in terms of partnership. But chicagomag.com/chairs is where you can buy tickets. There's an early bird special on right now, so you can get them for $25 a piece.
That's great. What do you get for the $25?
Well, you get an entrance to the event, and then there's food and drink, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, it really is a camaraderie of people who love design and care about community.
And you really get an insight into the design community of Illinois through this event. You know, I know when I was in the room, there was other celebrity designers there. I mean, hardcore people from the design community that we're representing. And if you like to mingle in that circle and you like to listen to stories and learn more about design, they're great places to do that.
And come away with one-of-a-kind, unique pieces of furniture that you'll never see anywhere else.
Awesome. So how could people... We have two tickets to give away. Here's how we're going to do it. Get on the phone right now. The 720th caller... No, really. No, 7th caller. Because we don't have all day.
That's going to be a long day.
That would be a long day. 312-981-7200. The 7th caller will win a pair of free tickets to this event. Go support it. It's fantastic. You will. I promise you, you'll call me the week after the show on the air and say, Frank, thank you for hooking me up with it. And I'll go to this event year after year. And it's one of those things. It's a really, really fun time. So you fell in love with this event and wanted to be a part of it because you were involved with another celebrity chair event. Tell me about this.
Secrets away.
I want to hear it. People should know this.
15 years ago, I was involved with an event called Celebrity Chairs for Charity. Mary McCall founded the event. She was one of the first people with Lois Weisberg in the mayor's Office of Cultural Affairs.
Right.
And so she left that world to create this event. It benefited 6 charities. It was at the Hilton every year. We had 700 people come. But what we would do, Bill Zwecker and Dean Richards and other celebrity reporters would go, as they went on their press junkets, would get leather signed by celebrities. They'd bring those pieces of leather back, and the local artists and furniture designers would take it and create chairs and works of art out of it, all of which then went on sale.
All of Chicago celebrities? Nationwide?
We've had chairs from the White House signed by the Clintons.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
So how you pulling strings for that?
Well, so Mary McCall passed away, unfortunately, probably 5-6 years ago, and with it, the event also died. But when I heard that Chicago Magazine had this event, and then when I learned and fell in love with Designs for Dignity, and I literally, those things happened at the same time, basically, right? And I got
stepping stones.
Yeah,
you know?
And I think things happen for a reason in life. So there was an intersection, and my path happened luckily to be there as well. So contacted the organization, said I'd like to get involved, and they were looking and are looking for board members. So that proceeded, you know, then I became a board member, and now trying to influence Chicago Magazine. We've had these conversations about how do we bring this other component into this current event, right, in years to come. So
awesome.
I hope we're putting the energy out there in the world that will
is this
happen.
Something you're going to hang around for and do this for a few years, you think?
Absolutely.
Good for you.
It's an easy thing to do, right?
Yeah.
You know, giving back to the community makes you feel better.
Oh, it does.
I mean,
it does, especially when it involves culture and art.
Right.
Sean, do we have our winner? for the two tickets?
Yes, we have our winner.
All right, well, let's talk
Linda
to her.
From Chicago.
Hey, Linda from Chicago. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you very much.
Well, guess what, Linda? You have a very nice Valentine's gift because you just won yourself a pair of tickets to the Chairs for Charity event.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Are you a fan of good design?
Yes, I'm a musician, so I have to hire people to do the designing for me.
A fellow creative type. What type of music do you play?
Well, classical. I studied classical. I just left church. I just got out of my job there, and I'm on the way home right now, and I heard you guys. So thank you so much.
Fantastic, Linda. We're so happy that you took the time to call in. And make sure you stop when you go to the event. Look for Andrew.
Please.
And Andrew will shake your hand and say hi and walk you around a little
bit. Yeah, congratulations, Linda. You're going to have a blast. It's a really fun event.
Thank you so much.
All right, Linda. Have a great Valentine's Day and have a blessed day. We'll hang on the line and we'll have Sean get you the tickets, all right?
Okay, thank you. You too.
Oh, you got it. I love that.
That's
awesome.
She
gets out of church. She's a musician. See, good things happen to good people.
Absolutely right.
Keep going down the line. All right, fantastic. All right, anything else we should know about this event? I think we should give it one more time where people can get tickets. If you didn't get a chance to win, they're not that expensive, and it's supporting a great cause.
Really, it's an evening out with friends is what it is. It's $25 if you go online today and order the tickets. Right? How many evenings do you go out and spend eight times that?
Well, with my two kids, not often.
Okay.
But we do order in a lot and spend eight times
well,
that.
When you get a babysitter, it'd be two tickets, right? So $50, you and your wife get an evening out. It's $25 per ticket at chicagomag.com/chairs.
And then, so during the auction process, just so people know if they're going to go to the event, how does that work? Like,
so it's silent auction,
silent
right?
Auction.
So you'll
okay.
watch the bidding occur, and then bidding will close at a certain time. It's always interesting when you see the clusters of people as the evening grows on or standing around, you know, particular chairs. So it does become competitive, but friendly.
Yes.
Obviously, again, a good cause. If you're unable to come to the event, you know, Designs for Dignity is still, you know, we're very much looking for donations
sure.
to help us further the work
Anything
that we're
will
doing.
Help.
Yeah, so you can also go online to designsfordignity.org and make a donation or learn more about us. You'll see photos and descriptions of the many projects that we've done.
Is it a good platform for budding designers, maybe kids you know, at a design school who are looking to get real-world experience during installation time when you're actually setting up your volunteers for the events?
That's brilliant. Thank you for saying that. You know, we have an advisory board, a young advisory board. So I would say, yes, if you're a budding designer, what better than to get substantial contacts
Real
with people
world
who
experience.
Are in the business, right? Real world experience. All the work that you'll do becomes your portfolio, right? So you're three steps ahead of the other candidates who are interviewing or being considered by other firms and showrooms.
And will you allow them to actually use that in their personal portfolios?
For sure.
So if they're part of a collective design?
Absolutely right. We all talk very proudly of what we do for Designs for Dignity. So I would expect everybody who gets involved would feel the same way.
Fantastic. And I hope when I get my show up and running here, which will be very soon, we could make Designs for Dignity a part of the show at least
yes,
on some level.
I'm going to commit you to that.
Well, good stuff. Andrew Hayes, thank you so much
you.
For coming in on the Sunday. And my son thanks you for bringing this delicious array of cupcakes. And should we give a shout out to our cupcake company?
Flirty Cupcakes on Taylor Street in Little Italy.
Awesome. Thanks for that. Andrew, have a great day, and I'll see you at the event.
Awesome. Thank you, Frank.
You got it.